There's a group of Kiwis out there who may be close to losing their sight but don't actually know it. Most people only see an optometrist if they think they need glasses. So many New Zealanders with glaucoma are legally blind before they have any symptoms. It's Glaucoma Awareness Month and there's a big push for people to get their eyes checked before it's too late. Glaucoma New Zealand chairperson Professor Helen Dunnish-Mayer joins us to explain further. Hi.
Hi, Jesse.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you.
Lots of people have heard of glaucoma. They did quite a big ad campaign in the 80s, eh? Do you remember that?
No, I don't. I can't say I remember. I was interested in medicine in the 80s.
Yeah. No, glaucoma and rubella, they were the two big ones.
You're right?
Always hearing about them in ad campaigns. And then, so we know it's something to do with the eyes, but I reckon probably most people don't know too much about it.
Well, glaucoma is a condition of the optic nerve. So the optic nerve is the nerve of sight that connects the eyeball to the brain, very similar to that cable that you use to connect your phone to the computer.
Right.
And it downloads messages to the brain. So the back of the optic nerve is inserted into the eyeball, and therefore the pressure in the eye is directly transmitted to the optic nerve. Now, if you have high pressure or an optic nerve that's sensitive to pressure, that nerve starts to be damaged by that pressure and you slowly lose the cells in the nerve, which results in loss of vision. Initially, the loss of vision can be in your peripheral vision, but it can, in some people, actually affect central vision relatively early as well.
Helen, can I ask you to pull that microphone a little closer to you?
Yes.
Yeah, bring it right in. That's right. Thank you. That's way better. What's causing the pressure? Is it fluid in the eye?
Well, every eye has pressure. It has to have pressure. If the eyeball didn't have pressure, it would shrivel up like a raisin.
Right.
So you need that pressure to give the eye its shape. But glaucoma is when there's an imbalance between what the optic nerve can tolerate and the pressure inside the eye. So there's a little drainage system inside the eye that actually results in the production of fluid and a little sponge that drains the fluid out of the eye.
And so when you have glaucoma, what's gone wrong exactly?
Well, you either have poor drainage, and some of the new devices and treatments are aimed at improving the drainage inside the eye, or your eye is just vulnerable to a normal pressure. But usually it's poor drainage of fluid inside the eye.
So what causes poor drainage? Are you just unlucky that you're born that
unlucky.
Way?
It is predominantly genetic. It occurs as we get older, and that's why Glaucoma New Zealand encourages people to have eye checks over the age of 45, because everyone's has a risk of their drainage system becoming slightly more tight and not draining fluid as they get older.
So if it's genetic, does that mean that if my parents or grandparents have it, then I'm more likely to have it?
Exactly. So if you have a family history of glaucoma, you're 10 times more likely to have glaucoma yourself. So that's one thing that Glaucoma New Zealand encourages, is for family members who have glaucoma to encourage other family members to go and get checked.
How many people do you think have it in New Zealand?
Well, we estimate that around 115,000 have it.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot. The key feature is that half of those people don't realize they have it. It's not an uncommon disorder. By the time you're 70, approximately one in every 10 person will have glaucoma.
So you recommend that everyone gets tested?
Over the age of 45, we think, yes, for every 5 years.
Is it easy to spot if it's there?
Sometimes it's easy. If it's advanced, it's easy. Sometimes if it's early, it's not so easy, and it requires monitoring or some further testing to determine if it's there.
What is the test? What happens?
So the tests are three important things. One, obviously, is to measure the pressure in the eye. Most importantly is to look at the optic nerve to see if it's shallowing or excavating. And three, to do a visual field test to see if you've lost any peripheral vision. So those are the three main components of a glaucoma test.
How do they do those tests?
The optometrists have equipment to do those tests. The pressure test, many of you will know, it's like a little puff test. There's different ways to measure pressure, but that's
a very common. How does that work?
Common test. Well, you have to go into your optometrist and they'll show you. In fact, we should organize that, Jesse.
What are they? Yes. You close your eye and they tap you on the.
No, there's a little. You keep your eye open and there's a little puff of air that comes through that, and using principles in physics, they can measure the pressure in the eye. And to look at the back of the eye involves just looking at a slit lamp, a special machine, and you can examine the optic nerve. And in glaucoma, there's a characteristic hollowing that occurs because of the impact of pressure.
Okay. So not particularly invasive, this test.
Definitely not invasive. Non-painful, non-invasive.
Are GPs down with this message that you've got of testing everyone over 45?
Well, GPs are in a difficult position because they don't have a lot of the equipment to do the glaucoma test. So really, we're encouraging people to go to their optometrists.
You would hope that if I went in there at 45 years old, the GP would say, hey, look, you've just turned the significant number. One of the things you should do is go see an optometrist.
And GPs do. They are highly aware of screening and examinations for all sorts of conditions, in particular if you have a family history.
Okay. Now, I said something in the intro that didn't seem to make any sense to me. Where is it? Many New Zealanders with glaucoma are legally blind before they have any symptoms.
Yes, that's right. The reason for that is because you can slowly lose your peripheral vision without even realizing you're losing that. So the criteria for driving depends on your visual acuity, which is what you're tested when you read a visual acuity chart, but it's also on your peripheral vision. And you can lose that, if you lose that slow enough, as occurs in glaucoma, people often don't realize it. So by the time they come in, they can have quite advanced peripheral vision loss and not realize that's the case.
Well, we've got you here. Any myths around glaucoma that you'd like to bust?
Yes. Well, I think that the couple of myths. One is that most people from glaucoma will go blind. That's wrong. If you're diagnosed early, you certainly have an excellent chance of not losing vision the rest of your life. And certainly, I guess for glaucoma in New Zealand, the exciting part is that we've had a new surge of new technology, which allows us to offer new treatments that we haven't had previously. There's a whole family of what we call minimally invasive glaucoma surgeries, or MIGS, little stents, very tiny stents, which now allow a new arena of treatment for people with early glaucoma, which previously we didn't have. So that's pretty exciting from Glaucoma New Zealand's point of view.
How tiny are these devices?
They're less than 1 millimeter.
Wow.
They're the smallest stents in the world. Yes. And so they're just put into that sponge I was telling you about to help fluid drain. And it can be combined with cataract surgery. And often it can save people needing to go on to lifelong eye drops. So that's pretty exciting for Glaucoma New Zealand, that these a new treatment is now available for glaucoma.
Nice to meet you.
Yes, nice to meet you too.
That's Professor Helen Dinesh Meyer, who is the Glaucoma New Zealand chairperson, and in talking to us about the disease for Glaucoma Awareness Month.